On this rainy Thursday, let's send it to the Ponderosa Steakhouse. More of the Breakfast Club, where it is nice and dry. Here's your host, John Boggs.
You know, it's wet in the parking lot, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
It's been raining all morning. It's kind of a dismal morning. Nice to be inside. We got a nice warm breakfast, a warm crowd, and a good topic to be talking about.
And warm cup of coffee.
I'm on my third.
I figured so.
So I'm waiting for that other shoe to drop. We're going to save that.
Yeah, unless you want it now.
No. If you're going to hit me, I want to build up the anticipation here.
Okay.
Hey, I need to apologize for one of our guests, Mark Clemens, campaign co-chair for the United Way, was not able to join us this morning. And fortunately for him and I, we have Jennifer Hartley with us, who is the small business co-chair. And Jennifer, thank you for getting up early and being with us.
Well, thank you, John, for inviting me.
And I will tell everyone that Mark's co-chair is myself, so the United Way still will be represented very, very well.
I was going to say, you're going to interview yourself?
Yeah, well, that's why I invited Mark. I know what I want to say, but, I do that at home, and my wife thinks I'm funny when I ask myself questions and I answer.
I can interview you. You know that.
You can?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll interview
Jennifer. Okay, I'm done.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how some of my guests do it. I ask them questions, and they say yes, and that's it. So, Jennifer, let's talk about the United Way.
Okay.
This year's campaign, the goal is $200,000. We've been working on it very hard. We've got an excellent committee, and I'll go over their names here in a little bit. But the campaign committee has been working very, very hard, and our kind of battle cry this year is ask everyone.
Right. Well, we don't want to leave anybody out. And I think so many times, excuse me, we all get so busy in everything that we're doing that we sometimes just overlook certain things. And so we don't want to leave anybody out. We want to be sure that everybody is aware of what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish.
I know I've told several people, if the end of this campaign, someone walks up to me and says, well, nobody asked me to give, I'm just going to go berserk, because we are trying to uncover every stone to find out where every individual in this county is, just to ask them if they'd like to participate in the United Way campaign. This is such a giving community, and the United Way is such a big part of it. We want to make sure everybody has the opportunity to participate. So during October, we do the Small Business Blitz. So
right.
Tell our listeners a little bit about what the Small Business Blitz is.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm co-chairing this with Cindy Denny, and so we got together earlier in the year and we started brainstorming, and we decided to do something a little bit different this year. And so we really wanted to give businesses a great opportunity to not only donate to the United Way, but really get recognition for it as well. We appreciate their contributions, and so we wanted to thank you, send a thank you to them on the air on October 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And so any business that donates to the United Way, any small business that donates to the United Way, will receive a thank you on October 30th on WPGW. And in addition to that, any small business that donates $100 or more will receive recognition on the WPGW website and Facebook page.
Yep. And back to What was it, 2 weeks ago, I guess, when we kicked off October?
Yeah, and actually, we actually provided two opportunities for those small businesses to receive that recognition, and the first one was on October 8th.
Uh-huh.
And, we don't want to leave anybody out, so we wanted to leave room for those small businesses that, want to contribute. So on October 30th, we're going to do it again.
That's wonderful. And during the month, your committee is going to visit every business in Jay County, right?
Right. We actually have a great team of volunteers, and they're going to assist us. And so we'll be doing that probably starting next week. You'll be seeing us.
Okay. I also want to mention that the Small Business Blitz is not about just the business owner. I think business owners kind of feel the obligation that, oh, it's United Way, and I'll take care of it for the business. But, again, our goal is to touch everyone.
Right, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, John, because you're absolutely right. I mean, sometimes I think small business owners just get so involved in their business that they do kind of think it's all, you know, all falls on them. But we want to be sure that small business owners include their employees, and not just include the employees, but include your customers. I mean, Summer Breeze is doing something really fun this year, and they wanted to get their customers involved. And so Summer Breeze is actually offering anybody that comes in and buys a single session, a dollar of that single session will go towards the United Way. In addition, any donation of $5 or more, actually, that person will receive a bottle of moisturizer. And it's really interesting, and it's actually a lot of fun. I mean, I come in every day, and we're actually providing recognition to those people that give to United Way, and we're doing that on our wall in the lobby. Uh-huh. And so every day I come in, and the wall is growing with all these papers with people's names on them. It's a lot of fun.
Really, really. I know we have another local business, Creative Awards and Gifts. For the entire month, anything that they sell, so that's Creative Awards and Gifts, any sales that they have this month, they're giving 10% of the proceeds to the United Way.
Wow.
That's pretty, you know, we will do that for a day. Some businesses will do it for a day. Some businesses will give 2 to 4%, but 10% is pretty high, and the entire month is just incredible. So if you have an opportunity to do business with Creative Awards and Gifts, be sure and call them. Yeah, we want to make sure that employees are asked. I know the Commercial Review ran a wonderful editorial a week ago Tuesday, and the gist of the editorial was a gentleman was asked about the United Way, and he says, it's my opportunity as a small person to do something big that I wouldn't ordinarily be given a chance to do. And He got to participate in a big campaign, the United Way, by giving a dollar a week. And we'd like to make sure that all of our listeners get that opportunity either through their vocation, through service clubs they might be a member of, or if it's just coming to us and finding a way to get involved with the United Way. Guess who just walked in? Yes. Mr. Clemens, the campaign co-chair, just walked in, and when we come back from this break with Jeffrey O, we'll talk a little bit about the United Way with Mark. But Jennifer, thank you for serving as a co-chair. I know you're already ahead of goal. So.
Yeah, we are. It's definitely exciting when we get the updates and we all kind of celebrate as a team. And it's really a great opportunity. I mean, I love the fact United Way supports all the service agencies. And so it's really a great opportunity to really contribute to a great cause.
Good. Jeff, why don't you pay a bill or two? And when we come back, we'll harass Mark Clemens.